may have heard about some violence in Thailand, but thought little of it. It's an exotic part of the world, far away from where most of us live, work, and raise our kids. But would you believe the situation in Thailand may have a direct effect on our passport security here in the U.S.?
Let's go live tonight to John Solomon with the Center for Public Integrity. Welcome back to TOP, John.
Great to be with you, Dimitri and Veronica.
Let's put this all together. It's not the easiest story to tell. It's somewhat complicated, but we start with the new U.S. e-passport and a factory in Thailand where key electronic components for these passports are assembled. Start from the beginning and tell us what's going on here.
That's right. About 4 years ago, in response to the 9/11 attacks, we created a new passport with electronic components that's supposed to make it easier to detect fraud and people who are trying to sneak into the country using false identities. And so the e-passport sort of became the crown jewel of the new border security initiative, and we've been handing these passports out, 55 million of them. Little did we know that the majority of them, their electronic components, the real key to them, the computer chips, the radio antennas, were being made in all the chaos and political turmoil in a small factory in Thailand. And for much of the last 4 years, there's been a quiet controversy within the government that was not a good idea, that it put risk into the U.S. security plan. And it's taken 4 years for the government finally to make a decision now to get it out of Thailand and bring all of the production into the United States. And there's a lot of members of Congress and a lot of members of the security world who are wondering why it took so long and how we could end up in this position.
So, John, why is Thailand a problem?
Well, it has a lot of political instability, as we saw with the red shirt protest just a couple of months ago. The very city where this factory is located, Ayutthaya, Thailand, had enormous terrorist attacks in the last couple of months, gun shootings and bombings that took out utilities. And so also it's a hotbed for al-Qaeda terrorism. And so there was a lot of concern that the plant, which had pretty weak security, perimeter security in Thailand, could be penetrated by al-Qaeda and some of these components stolen and then made into fake passports.
So this is a case where you could make a strong argument outsourcing should not be involved. It's just not worth it. But this is basically a story of outsourcing, isn't it?
It is. It was a decision made to get the best deal and the best components at the time, and it was outsourced, and there wasn't a lot of thought given to the security. And as soon as we began producing the passports, then the security experts in the government began raising their hands saying, this is not a good idea. This is as one of the documents we obtained with ABC said, this poses a long-term risk to the national security interests of the United States. And even when those warnings were sounded in 2006, it's taken 4 years to fix the problems. And Thailand is only part of a much larger lack security that has been surrounding the e-passport production from its beginning.
You mentioned the e-passport production is stopping in Thailand. Where is it being done now?
It's going to be moved. The electronic components, which are called inlays, are now going to be assembled in a plant in Minnesota. Over the last year, they've been gradually ramping up the production in Minnesota, and the government printing office, which makes our passports, tells us that at the end of July, they hope to have all of the inlays now in the United States, and that will resolve some of the concerns that have been raised about the security production.
Now, you touched on something just half a minute ago, that this e-passport system may be vulnerable in other ways. What are some key points to be made there?
Well, one of the most interesting things we found was an investigation by the government printing office's inspector general, their internal watchdog, who said the entire supply chain, as it goes all the way across the world, to Germany, to Thailand, back into the United States, lacked even the most basic security. In fact, the government printing office only had a single employee in charge of the entire passport security process, and that job's been vacant for 6 months. And so the inspector general said, listen, the entire production line is really vulnerable. There hasn't been the type of security that you would do, like when you print money or do other important things for the U.S. government. Another part of the problem is that the e-passport has sort of been a sugar pill. We all think it's doing a lot at the border, but we found out in a document that we obtained that the majority of U.S. ports don't have the readers yet to read these e-passports, so they're no more different than the original paper passports we all used to reuse.
All right. Thank you so much, John.
Have a good night, guys.
John Solomon with the Center for Public Integrity, a nonprofit investigative journalism organization. Read more at WTOP.com. Keyword news links.